Hello.
Hey.
It's episode 12 of Come Get Your Podcast.
It is.
And man, that weather sucks today. I'm looking outside. It's dreary. It's almost wintertime. No snow yet, though, thankfully.
Chicago got snow yesterday.
I saw that. We're supposed to actually get some tonight or tomorrow, I think.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Bring it on.
All right, Chris, you can come shovel my driveway.
It's going to be that time of year.
You can borrow my dad's snow blower. I'll give you a scratch store code.
I actually have a snow blower that I need to figure out how to get it to my house.
I thought you were going to say figure out how to use it. And I was like, well, I'll come over and show you how to use it.
That part I got unlocked.
Where's it at?
It's at my mom's house.
I wonder if that fit in my Jeep.
I don't know. Well, she's saying she hasn't used it in probably damn close to a decade, and so I don't even know if it still works, but I could probably take it somewhere and have them get it working, right?
That's true.
Should be.
Like your Ace Hardware or the like, local store, whatever. Anyway, I'm your host, Adam.
I am your host, Dustin.
And I am your host, Chris.
I almost forgot, and then I read proper fucking introductions.
Because somebody said we don't
nailed it.
Yeah, I love that we have those in the notes every time.
Yeah, that's a permanent fixture.
I love it.
How are you guys doing?
Doing okay.
Yeah, you know, not bad. It's been busy, but like it's gonna get busier.
The holidays. So, well, yeah, it's going to get real busy.
Well, there's that, but, like, next week, I'm not looking forward to work.
You got a big project?
Well, three of my team members, including my boss, are going to Virginia to help train people. So, it's basically going to be me.
You holding down the fort?
Yeah, and it's going to suck.
Any long days ahead?
Yeah, every day, probably.
Every day.
Well, I don't envy you.
Yeah. Not at all.
Godspeed, though.
It's going to be a test to my constitution, we'll say.
So wait, your options were, because before you were unsure whether you were going to have to go too, right?
Yeah, it was in the mix, and I don't fly, if you didn't know this about me. I mean,
I can't fly either because I'm a human.
I just they want me to fly, and I'm like, no, it's impossible. It doesn't work that way. But no, yeah, I don't fly. Tight spaces, people, anxiety, can't do it. I offered to fly. I offered to drive. Sorry, and they said no, which didn't make any sense because we have to deliver stuff to them, and I was like, I can drive.
Put it on the plane.
Well, how far of a drive is that?
It's Virginia is, like 14 hours.
Yeah, that's a hefty drive.
I'd have done it.
Oh, sure. But, I mean, many things can happen in a 14-hour drive that they're just like, yeah, just hop on a plane and fly for 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Yeah, so it's fine. It's fine that I'm not going. But it's just going to be a rough couple weeks at work because my team members, and if they're listening, sorry, but some of them just, they don't... Either they don't fully do the work, or they don't want to do the work.
Called out.
Either they don't fully do their work, or they just don't want to do their work. I think both of those scenarios are the same thing.
So, are you literally going to be by yourself all week, or are you going to have a couple people?
No, there's going to be like our tier ones, which are like the people that are on the phone.
Shitty employees.
No. There's just the main, like, the ground troops, like the ground forces.
Peons. You're talking about your underlings. Sure.
But then I'm, like, I'm part of the escalation team, and I'm the only one on the escalation team. Out of four of us, including my supervisor.
So is your supervisor going?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you are supervisor now.
I'm basically in charge. I mean, my...
Acting supervisor.
My boss's boss is going to be around, but he gets pulled into so many things.
Assistant to the...
I am right now. I'm a supervisor. Assistant to the supervisor.
So can you forward all calls to your phone to your supervisor, even though he's going to be in Virginia?
Well,
probably.
There's
probably a way to do that.
I feel like that's what you need to do.
It'll be all right. It's just gonna be long.
I just can't believe your only options were go to Virginia for however long or stay and man the ship. Like, it was just a lose-lose.
Well, at least you can still play video games with us.
Yeah, that's true. So, it's fine. I wasn't going to go to Virginia. It would have been, if I was going to Virginia, it would have been in 2 weeks, not this week. Anyway,
I read on a sign once that Virginia's for lovers.
That's why I wanted to go.
I did. Just thought you might want to know.
They were going to have you go in 2 weeks?
Yeah, so this next week is going to be... My company bought a group of clinics out there, and we're bringing them under our name and everything. So we're going there to do this mass training. And then in 2 weeks, they're going to go up and set up the clinics, like put their computers in, put their networks in, and I would have been part of that.
Okay.
Isn't that right around Thanksgiving?
It's the week after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well.
In any case, whatever. It's even if it was Thanksgiving, it would have been like, yeah, can't
You're
work.
You're acting supervisor.
Yeah, I'm in charge. Shit's going.
Do you have hiring and firing power?
I wish. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't wish for that.
It's okay. My work's been dangling a carrot in front of me that we're going to get our overtime cut down in half. And nope, still on 10 hours of overtime
next week. Yeah, and isn't that next week something else too?
No, they got moved that to the week after, thankfully, because they So for those of you not in the know, I work from home. For my company, and because of a security issue, aka they realized none of the employees who work at home have bought PCs and are using their own stuff. Now they're worried about a security breach out of nowhere.
Yeah, you told me that, and I was like, no shit.
Yeah, and so I have to go back into the office for probably about a month, and probably more, actually, but... It was supposed to be next week, and then they moved it to the week after. So I get to go back the week of Thanksgiving, which it'll be a short week, so that's nice.
And hopefully, ease into it.
Yeah, I can ease into it. Or maybe they'll figure it out that week. I don't know. Basically, I'm waiting on IT to figure out their problem.
Yeah, you've been on that waiting game before.
And I have no faith in our IT department, so.
They're going to look at your photos.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just open up files on your computer.
I mean, if they want, I could just go buy a Raspberry Pi and make a little computer and install all the right programs on it. That's all I need to do.
Yeah, I can't imagine you needing that much computer power.
And I have two separate computers. I have the one I'm on now for the podcast or gaming because, you know, it's an actual beefy PC. I use that, and then I have a separate tower for work, which was Misty's old computer, and it's all it's used for is work. So I don't know.
At least I'll be seeing a lot of you now.
Yeah, you will.
I'll be seeing more of you, I guess. Not a lot, but...
Well, hopefully they put me right next to you.
Hey, man. Please. I've enjoyed my space, and I don't want any weirdos sitting next to me, so I prefer...
I mean, I'd try and touch your leg every day.
I mean, I want you to show up without wearing pants and, you know, let's make this a thing.
That's the other bad part is now I have to wear real clothes again.
Yeah, get ready for that.
Just make sure when you go to the bathroom at work, you are on your phone and you have full conversations.
I don't think I told Clark about that.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Oh. My what happened?
So, what was it, yesterday or the day before?
It was yesterday.
So I was at work and was just taking a break and in the bathroom hanging out, going to the bathroom as you do, and this guy goes into the stall next to me and is just having a full-on phone conversation.
Okay, so he's on the phone.
On the phone, talking about car troubles and all these things, and I'm sending out snaps of me just like listening to this. Well, then I hear something. What was it? It's like something like, "Oh, you know, I love you," something like that. He was talking to his girlfriend.
we think.
It wasn't even like, it wasn't even just like a buddy. It was like, he said, I love you, babe, something like that. And I was like, dude, are you just taking a shit at work? Just who cares? I love you, babe.
I mean, maybe they have an open door policy at home.
Yeah, maybe, man. But I it's always weirds me out. Like, I get there's like levels of people that, like, you know, like our buddy Paco can't go to the bathroom in public for some reason, or he doesn't like to. I don't care.
He tries to avoid it.
Yeah, if at all possible. If I have to, I'll do it. But I'm at work, like I'm gonna go to the bathroom. But in no way, shape, or form am I gonna have a phone conversation in the stall.
I don't like pooping at work. It's not my jam.
Well, no, I learned something about you.
You did, and it's.
But would you poop on an airplane?
Ooh.
I don't even like going on an airplane.
But would you poop on one?
Like, would I poop on
Wait,
one?
Wait, on yeah. one or yeah. in one?
I mean, I'd poop on an airplane.
Technically, if you're inside of it, you'd still be pooping on it, but...
Oh, that's true.
It's an interesting...
I'll have to be honest with you. I don't even know if I could even fit in an airplane bathroom.
Dude. I think we lube you up real good.
Dude, yeah, dude. I barely fit in an airplane bathroom.
I'm a big guy, so I'm like, I don't even know if I could even go to the bathroom in an airplane bathroom.
I have to do that thing where you just sit down and pee, because don't stand up in there, man.
No, yeah, you sit down to pee.
Oh, yeah.
In an airplane.
I use a stall anywhere I go. I don't like urinals either. You know what's up about me, guys.
Well, yeah, I'm learning a lot about you.
If you guys couldn't tell, we are in the what is known as the gaming lull season.
Yeah.
It turns out there's not a lot of news happening right now, but you know, we still want to give you all content to listen to.
This is our gist of how we do our podcast. We get together typically an hour beforehand, or today we played PUBG for 5 hours, maybe. And
4 or 5.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, it's close.
I don't play more after this, by the way.
Oh, me too. And my last game.
Me three.
Our last game, we actually won, by the way.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so now.
You guys both. Hold on. Were you guys both dead?
I was not dead. I was knocked down.
He was knocked down. I was dead.
Yes. So I was the Lone Ranger.
And then I watched the guy running to the white circle, and he just fell.
Yep.
Can you imagine his group chat?
I can. Hope, you know, I have hope for what was said in there. But.
I mean, I saw him coming, because I mean, you were pointing him out to me, thankfully. Yeah. So I saw him and I started to turn at him, and thank God he died, because I had eight bullets.
It all worked out.
Was that the game that I got rid of my pistol and said I'd never use it, because I would have needed it then?
Maybe
that would have been a problem.
Maybe.
No, that was all around good game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was a solid game. Everybody.
Anyway.
Yes. Back to the gaming lull. So yeah, an hour before the podcast, typically we'll get together and talk about what we're going to talk about.
This is a peek behind the curtain, guys.
We had a hard time finding stuff to talk about this episode because it is, as we said, a gaming lull. The last 2 weeks, we really talked about, you know, gaming holidays and stuff going out, stuff coming out, news, but there is not really any big gaming news.
Really? Yeah, exactly. And like even. During the week, when I'm just working or, you know, watching YouTube or TV or something like that, something will usually present itself to me, and I'm like, I want to save that for the podcast. That'd be good to talk about. There is nothing.
No.
So
the gaming lull.
Thusly. So this is why you're knowing more about us.
Yeah.
I don't like airplanes. I don't like pooping at work. And
I like urinals.
I don't like splashback in urinals. I don't like it. It's a lot of splashback.
Okay, who likes splashback in urinals?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to. I don't like. Hey, I don't like it getting on me.
Chase your bliss.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
There's somebody.
There's somebody out there for everyone.
Bear Grylls probably enjoys it.
Mm.
He likes his pee.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Adam knows I don't like flying, but I will fly if I need to. But I just pop a Xanax and push through it.
I just like watching movies on planes where plane crashes happen.
Yeah.
That's my thing. That's what gets me there.
Looking back on
it,
it's funny. But at the time, I had a mini panic internally. I was trying to play it cool, but part of me went, I don't want to see this while we're in a plane.
What? So it was the movie?
We were watching Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I'd never seen it.
And there are two plane crash scenes in that. And yeah. This is after Dustin decided, you know, a lot of our listeners have heard this story before, but
yeah,
he wanted to watch Amazing Spider-Man 2 because he hadn't seen it. We did. First 10 minutes, there's a plane crash. Towards the end of the movie, another plane crash. And even with that Xanax.
Yeah, there's a little freak out. Panic, even with Xanax. I'd never seen it. Adam had seen it. Granted, you said you'd forgotten about it because it's The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and that's the one and only time I've ever seen the movie. But, yeah, it was... we're sitting there in the plane, and the scene, if you've ever seen the movie, starts to happen where this looks like there's going to be a plane crash, and I just start looking at Adam next to me like, is this about to happen? Is this real? And Adam's just over there laughing. Just laughing to himself while I'm just kind of mini panicking, like, really? What is going on here?
I think for me, it's not that I'm afraid of, like, the plane crashing or anything like that. It's just small spaces cramped. It's not good for me.
That's usually what gives me the anxiety. I don't like being in, like, a metal tube that I can't, like, I just, if I want to be able to go outside, if I want to, then I would just like to be able to do that, and I can't do that in a plane.
I mean, but that's... I mean, you could. You can.
We do it all the time in PUBG. Just jump right out of the damn thing. But
so Destiny 2 has kind of been a lull for us, right?
Well, there's just a lack of content that makes you want to keep playing, really.
Yeah. So it's not... Let's see. There is some lack of content compared to Destiny 1. But I think what it is mainly, too, is that there's no real big rewards. Like,
for that's doing... the main problem, I'd say.
Yeah, so, like, doing hard mode raids or anything in Destiny 1, we didn't shy away from it.
Well, also, when Dustin and I got back into Destiny with you, there was 2 years' worth of content out. So that helped. Mm-hmm. They're feeling like there was a lot to do. This time around, obviously, it's the beginning, and we're coming up in less than a month for the first DLC, which looks great. I'm excited for it. But we all got to, quote-unquote, endgame, what, like a month ago, roughly? Yeah.
Something like that. Whenever we beat the raid and
finished all that. Yeah, I got to max light or max power level, and there's just a lack of content for that tier, I guess, is the right way to put it.
I think, what was it, like 3 weeks ago, Jeff had messaged us. It was like, hey guys, are we going to do the Prestige Raid, is what it's called. And I think Adam's like, why?
There's no point.
And we had explained to him, it's like, you're doing it, it's harder, but you don't get anything for it. So it's like, you're doing a harder raid. For
The way they set up the loot tables and what you get for doing challenging things is severely lacking. And they've already, I mean, a while ago, probably like a month ago, they put out a roadmap to like, okay, we're going to fix this and make it better. And obviously that takes time to implement, so it's not here yet. And I mean, it'll get here sooner or later.
I hope they put it in the DLC. Like, they just added in.
Yeah, that would make the most sense to me if it comes with the Curse of Osiris DLC. But as of right now, there's really no reason to go back. I mean, I guess you could go trophy hunting or achievement hunting.
Yeah, I don't know if it's
for something to do.
Yeah, I don't know if it's exactly necessarily a lack of content, because, you know, if you remember vanilla Destiny 1, I feel like there's more to do now in Destiny 2 at the end game than there was originally in Destiny 1. It's not where it was at the end of Destiny 1, obviously, but because there was how many, 3 DLCs and
3 years of content.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to have that, and that's fine. If people expected that, then there's something wrong with you. But it's very drastically the lack of rewards in Destiny 2. And it's almost to a point of being Like, almost, it's almost like a joke.
Here's the right way to phrase it. There's no incentive.
Yeah, none at all.
To do endgame challenging things.
Yeah, why are we going to do the raid on hard mode or prestige mode or whatever they want to call it and get frustrated, like you said, for 3 to 4 hours and get an emblem or a shader at the end? No. Like, I'm not going to waste my time doing that. I don't care.
I honestly miss the old light level system before Rise of Iron. I think it was Rise of Iron, where you... it was more RNG based. You had way more incentive to play. Like, it could be frustrating because you weren't getting the certain light level sometimes, but it gave you more reasons to keep doing the raid and keep wanting to get it to make max level. Now it's just, it's so much easier to get to the max level.
Which is fine, but there's no rewards for, like, you know, there in Destiny 1, we had raid armor, raid weapons. Those all had perks that would help you with the raid. And so you could grind for that full set of armor or, you know, whatever weapon you wanted. Mm-hmm. That's no longer there. I mean, there's, you know, quote-unquote raid armor, but there's no perks attached to it to help you.
Yeah, there's,
it's
like,
just
bonus.
It's the same as all the other sets of armor, just with, you know, whatever stats.
Like, for instance, taking King Raid, you had armor that would give you a speed boost when running with the orb. Like, why couldn't they do the same thing in... for the gauntlet encounter, where when you're running inside, you run faster, or your agility's higher, or whatever it'd be, you know? There's no perks. And also, the thing, too, is that there's also no reason to do the strikes, too, if you think about it. Because, look at Destiny 1. We'd want to do Omnigol's raid, or strike, because we wanted the Grasp of Malak. They don't have those weapons anymore.
Very high-tier pulse rifle from Destiny 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't have those type of items in Destiny 2 right now that you need to, like, be sought after. And then also, somebody had a good point too, is that Destiny 2, the exotics, they don't feel like exotics. Like, the Darcy's sniper rifle, like, oh, cool, it shows you information about the boss, but, or the enemy you're fighting, but other than that, it doesn't really do anything. You know?
There is one exotic, or scout rifle, I think? I forget the name of it, but it does more damage against Cabal enemies, which I thought was great because this raid that we have for Destiny 2 is Cabal based. So I was like, that's the weapon you want. And it's not even that good.
Not at all.
I'm not wanting to just run around, you know, not even aiming at all and just one-shotting all the adds or the bosses or stuff like that. I don't want that.
But it should be noticeable.
Give me something.
It's barely noticeable. And then also with, like, Rat King, like, I think we found this out a few weeks ago, that the damage buff that you get for having more Rat Kings together, we thought it was better. We thought it was, like, really good. Turns out it's not even that good.
Well, I don't even think it's a damage buff. I thought I watched a video on it where it's actually your reload speed is faster and you carry more ammo.
Yeah, that's it.
I think the damage is,
there's no
is
damage
the same.
Buff.
Regardless, the damage stays the same. You just might have an extra 7 rounds in your clip. You know, so technically you'll do more damage before you reload, but that's it. I mean, and that's not to say that's not a fine idea, but
no, it's a great idea.
You know, we strive to get that with that exotic quest, and then we used it in the raid like twice, and we're like,
there's better things you could do here.
yeah, I'd just rather use my own weapons that I like to use anyway.
So I have full confidence in Bungie to more or less fix this issue, because obviously if you've been around for the past 2 years, everyone can tell you horror stories about Destiny 1 vanilla. That first year, it was awful. And then they turned it into such a fantastic game. And they'll do the same here eventually. It'll just take time. It's unfortunate. I mean, like I said, I'm still really looking forward to this Curse of Osiris DLC, just because... mainly the story, and the story behind Osiris is, you know, crazy, and so there should be some interesting things there at least.
And then the next expansion after that, because the expansion Icon, they haven't announced anything about it, but it looks to be Warmind based, something about the Warmind, and Rasputin's lore and the story behind it, it's always interested me.
So, I mean, it's just a matter of time, I guess.
Yeah, they'll fix it. Right? Like you said, I have all the confidence that they will. I'm just kind of surprised by some of the choices they made, I guess, with this endgame stuff. You know, Iron Banner not having your power level matter. Like, certain changes like that. Just
that was a bummer. I didn't do any Iron Banner because of that. I was like, well, what's the point?
Yeah. Well, and then especially once I found out you don't get any rewards.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't care.
They have this whole thing where if you turn in, you get tokens for playing games, win or lose, which is good. And turn them in and you get loot packages of some kind. And most of the time they weren't that good, but there was a quest involved with it where, you know, you have to level up, quote unquote, 10 times with the Iron Banner guy. And then you get a big overall package. Like, you know, it's like, ooh, this is what you're grinding for. And all it was just tokens and an emblem. Not even a gun. You might not even get any guns every time you level up, too. That was the other shitty part, was to find armor and weapon theme, or Iron Banner themed weapons and armor. It was just the entire loot table, the entirety of every little item in Destiny you could possibly get was on the loot table for Iron Banner. So the odds of you actually finding something were super low.
Yep.
And even then, the weapons you did get weren't that good. I don't understand the ass backwards thinking here.
And I think it's important to know also that until I think three weeks ago, I think it was, the development team of Destiny 2 was in charge. Now it's the live team, which is the people that are making the changes or look into the changes or listen to our feedback and everything like that. So.
Exactly, and that was, I was going to bring that up also, because now we're actually on the people who made Destiny 1 great. But just simply from a development side of things, like how are you doing all this stuff for Destiny 2, and not even half of it isn't even remotely like how the end of Destiny 1 was. Like, they were modeling it for you as it went along. There should have been plenty of time to, you know, be able to develop. So it's at least similar to the, you know, year 2 and 3 of Destiny.
Yep.
That's what kind of mystifies me. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know. I feel like they spent most of their time figuring out, you know, the new PvP styles, 4v4, the new maps, the new weapon loadouts, the new classes, stuff like that, which are great. I like all that
stuff. Like those changes.
You know, the changes to the Nightfall, I actually do enjoy those. It puts a whole different spin on everything. I enjoy that. But yeah, they somehow missed the ball with a lot of these things. Like, I think faction wars are going on right now.
Yeah, it is.
From what I read, and I just don't care even log on. I just don't care.
And then it'll come back.
Yeah, I don't know what the weapons look like. I have no clue. I know Xur has been every weekend for the last month, and I just don't care.
And listen, like, as much as we're shitting on the game right now, we still like the game a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll absolutely be going back and playing more of it. And I'm going to call it, like, this update to, like, fix the loot tables and all that stuff, a quality of life update. When that happens, and especially obvious as new expansions come out, I'll be playing a lot, like I have been. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, you all know about it. Well, immediately
the next expansion comes out on the 5th of December, so I mean we're less than a month away. And
oh yeah, we're easily going to be back then for sure.
I just I want them to really, you know, hone in on the feedback that people are getting.
It's seeming like the live team is, so it's just a matter of time. We'll get there soon.
Yeah,
I enjoy it.
With those developments, that has gotten Chris and I to start somewhat playing The Division again, because we've read about how they've improved all of the things that were wrong with that. So,
mm-hmm.
we're still early on. It still feels the same, but I mean, we haven't gotten to the end game stuff that's supposed to be all different because.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I mean, we still have our end game characters, but we have no idea how to play the game anymore. Oh, man. So
yeah, I suck. I tried, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
So we started over, and we're just going to kind of see if it's different or how it's different or what they've done. And I'm interested just to see what they've done.
There's plenty of stuff to play in between now and whenever Destiny 2 gets
still
fixed,
still working through Fractured Butthole. And
same here. And Mario. Like, I got a lot of stuff to play.
I beat Wolfenstein, but then the free DLC stuff, the episodes came out, and I gotta download that and try it.
Yeah, you have to let us know.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed Wolfenstein a lot. Of course, I think I said to you that you would like it a lot.
Yeah.
So.
I just need to clear up my backlog a little bit.
There's probably gonna be a sale on it too.
I would imagine. So. Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of Black Friday sales coming up soon. So, because it's that time of year. But in order to get those sales, we need to make money, and that's why we have a sponsor.
Yes, we do.
And as always, it is our lovely friend, Mr. Joshua Kincaid, and his business, Slumberyard Handcrafted, who is still, I believe, running a contest.
The close to 1K giveaway.
Where is Josh?
The grand prize winner gets a thing.
That's what I'm trying to figure out what the thing is. I can't remember. Off the top of my head, I can't remember what it is.
18 volt brushless 18 gauge Brad Nailer. Sorry, Brad.
Is it a Brad Nailer?
It's a Brad Nailer.
Sure is.
Get it, Brad.
if you go to his Instagram account, which is Slumberyard Handcrafted, pretty easy to find, you can scroll through his posts, and there's one big long post that has pictures of that Brad Nailer, and then the second, or the consolation prizes, which looks like some wood glue, some clamps, a screw drill set, a level, so, and then t-shirts. He actually just got new t-shirts, so I posted that the other day.
I want to get one of those.
I actually really do want to get one of those as well.
I think I'm going to buy one.
Oh, absolutely. They look really soft, so I'm all about it. Mm-hmm. You have until the end of November, I believe, is when the contest is over. And all you have to do to enter is go to his Instagram, like I said earlier, and comment on the post with a picture of either some woodwork stuff, or we're going to say you can post a picture of us somehow on there. I think that'll count.
If you could do it. I'm sure you get a bonus entry of some sort.
You do, actually. You do get a bonus entry if you do comment on that with a picture. That's the stipulation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But other than the giveaway, if you are into woodworking, or maybe you need a new liquor cabinet, or, you know, we're all about end tables over here. If you need a new end table, hit up Slumberyard Handcrafted and throw it by Josh's way and see what he can come up with, because it's all solid wood and handcrafted, obviously. That's in the name. And we have a few things he's made ourselves. Love them to death. I love my bed frame. Chris has a little cooler thingy.
Beer caddy with built-in bottle opener.
I still love my hardwood floors that he helped me with.
He didn't make the floors, but he helped you make them nice.
I think he's going to make me a desk for my office.
Ooh.
I'm in talks with him some other things, so he's a great guy.
So yeah.
Great products.
Head on over to slumberyardhandcrafted.com as well, and you can look through all the things he's made and see if anything piques your interest. And if it does, just send him a message.
And yeah.
He will correspond with you and get stuff done.
He will make sure your needs are taken care of.
So, once again, thank you, Slumberyard, from the bottom of our, not wooden hearts, but hearts, right? Slumberyard Handcraft.
So, did you guys see the news about EA?
Which part?
Well, the part that they still suck, and they're then also...
Evil corporation.
Also that they bought Respawn, the
Respawn Entertainment.
Yeah, the developers who make Titanfall.
I did see that.
I think it was like $133 million.
That's,
which is like it's like $10 for EA probably.
That's a lot of money. But yeah, that's I mean barely a drop in the bucket for EA. They're the Disney of video games.
So I've never played Titanfall before, and I know that you guys bought Titanfall 2, right?
Dustin did.
Yeah, I bought Titanfall 2. I've played a little bit of the campaign, but then we started doing other things. But because I heard so many great things about the campaign, I originally played Titanfall 1.
I played a lot of Titanfall 1.
Yeah, that I mean, it was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Titanfall 2 is the game I see most often in Reddit that people are like, "Why does this game get so much attention when Titanfall 2 is fantastic and no one pays attention to it?" I'm like, it's just not. I see it. I've seen replays of it, and it looks cool, the kills that people do in the game, but, man, it freaks me out. I'm like, I can't do that. That's too good. I'll get destroyed in this game.
You just gotta get good.
Man, you call on those mechs. It's fun. It was fun. It's a lot of fun.
It's a good time. However, there's not a lot there that Respawn has made that, you know, makes me worried about EA acquiring them. Because usually when EA acquires a studio, it's kind of the death knell.
Yeah, just look at Visceral Games.
They just shut down Visceral recently.
Exactly.
They made Dead Space. One of my top gaming series I've always enjoyed.
But, so, I mean, time will tell with Respawn Entertainment if they're going to bite the dust. I don't see them doing that because Vince Zampella is the head of Respawn, and I mean, he helped make Modern Warfare 2, which is arguably one of the best video games, you know, that people love to play multiplayer-wise. And the story was, like, just Michael Bay out the ass. It was great.
yes.
So, and I mean, he had a falling out with some of the other partners in Infinity Ward, and then eventually started Respawn and came out with Titanfall. And now Titanfall 2, those are their only two games they have currently. But if you look on their Wikipedia page, it looks like they're making some kind of virtual reality game for the Oculus Rift that is going to come out in 2019. And then there are two TBAs on there as well. One of them will undoubtedly be Titanfall 3, but there's also now a untitled Star Wars project that apparently EA gave to them. So
is that the canceled one?
It doesn't say. But it wasn't, I mean, I can almost guarantee you that wasn't there before.
Yeah.
So, was it Visceral that was going to do the next Star Wars game?
I think so.
And then, obviously, they got shut down. So, EA still had the rights to it, and it looks like they're giving it to Respawn.
Well, why, if they have the rights to it, why wouldn't they just bank on it? With how much, like, momentum Star Wars is doing right now, like, why wouldn't you capitalize on that?
Who's to say, honestly? I mean, Battlefront 2 comes out on the Tuesday, the 14th of November, and that's right around the corner. So maybe they're just riding high on Battlefront 2 for now, and then eventually put another Star Wars title out there.
Huck, if you get a Battlefront 2, I might, you know, I think you could talk me into it.
I'm going to get it if I do get it, it's going to be for PC.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Because I really actually just want to play the story. Like, I don't, the multiplayer looks like a lot more fun this time around. It looks like, and they fixed the issues that I had from Battlefront 1 a couple years ago. But that story, though, I'm a sucker for Star Wars, like that extended universe Star Wars stories. And this is canon, too, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for Black Friday or Christmas, I might be getting myself a 4K monitor. Try to anyway. We'll see.
Yeah, I think
game looks real pretty.
I think for our holiday bonus, I'm going to get a new video card. NVIDIA. because AMD sucks.
Right, yeah, it's been giving you some issues lately for Overwatch for some reason. Who knows why?
And for poor Overwatch, poor Blizzard. They made me talk to their support, and they're like, we can't. I forgot what they said, but they're like, they're like, we can't say it isn't us.
Good job, Blizzard. You guys have
fun. But it's not us. And I'm like, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, we'll be playing some Battlefront here in the future.
It's possible, you know, because Star Wars, man, I love it. Who doesn't? Honestly, people that say they don't like Star Wars are just damn liars.
What, like a month away from The Last Jedi coming out?
We're a month away from The Last Jedi coming out. And not only that, is it Rian Johnson, is that what his name is?
Rian Johnson, director of The Last Jedi.
Director of The Last Jedi is gotten the green light for a brand new Star Wars trilogy.
Not Skywalker related too. That's the big part.
I think that's big. Yeah, I want it to be a new one. And you tweeted out. Do you want to read your tweet?
Sure. Let me pull it up here real quick.
It gets Star Wars people like myself and Adam, and I guess I'm gonna throw you in on this too. Excited.
Yeah.
Like, listen, for, let's see, I don't know, since I was a kid basically and had an N64 and got Shadows of the Empire, I have been all about Star Wars games. There's been a lot of bad ones, but there's also been a lot of really, really good ones.
Because not only did you go, like, I think I can say the same thing for me. It started with Shadows of the Empire for 64, and then PC, I played, I didn't play Dark Forces, or I think it was Dark Forces, the first
yes,
one.
Yes, the original Dark Forces.
I went into Jedi Outcast 2.
Oh, okay, then, so you jumped in late on that story.
I did, and then I went into Jedi Academy, and I was like, Kyle Katarn is a badass.
So, okay, here's my tweet. Also, big deal, we got 280 characters now on Twitter. What up? Yeah. So that allowed, this is how, you know, that allotment happened. With, I said, hey, Rian Johnson, I'm sure you have a general idea of what you're doing for the next Star Wars trilogy, but Dark Forces series is a pretty large well that could be tapped, just saying, please, 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 please.
Please.
Because, as Chris alluded to, he's played part of the Dark Forces series, just the latter, towards the end of the story, actually, is when you jumped in. I start from the beginning where your character's name is Kyle Katarn, and you are a mercenary for hire, and until Rogue One happened, or basically until Disney acquired Lucasfilm and then took all the extended universe stuff and just said, nope, that's all garbage now and not canon. Until then, Kyle Katarn was the person who stole the Death Star plans for the Rebels. And you break into an Imperial base, find them, and then escape, and then give them to, I think it's Mon Mothma in the game. And then have more adventures. And then in Dark Forces 2, you find out Kyle Katarn has a history with the Jedi. And it's basically about finding stuff with your, I can't remember if he's dead in the game or just lost. And you know, your father. And as you're searching for him, like, you run into characters from the original trilogy. And then you find out you're a Jedi. And you have really epic lightsaber battles. And gunplay, like, it's so much fun. And then it got into Jedi Outcast, where there was no more Jedi Order anymore because that was long gone. Luke was long gone. And then Kyle Katarn eventually starts his own academy, if I got that correct.
Is that right? I didn't play Jedi Outcast. I played Jedi Outcast 2, where you start off with no Jedi powers, or he, like, gave up the Jedi life.
Right.
And they take his wife.
That's right.
The dinosaur, Dasan.
He's
a fucking dinosaur. Takes his wife, and in order to rescue her, he goes back into the Jedi life. He goes into the the well of the Jedi or something. Then he goes into this force well and gets all his powers back.
That's
and,
right.
And he sees, like, an apparition of his dad, like, you don't want to do this. This is not a good idea. And, man, fighting Jedi battles in that, lightsaber battles, was the most fun. What I would do a lot of times would spawn, I would spawn Dasan, the evil guy, and Luke Skywalker, and have them duel each other.
Yeah, if you could get into the config files or console commands, you could also turn on a mode where you dismember things with your lightsaber. Mm-hmm. And so, like, people would be getting chopped in half or losing arms and hands or heads. It was awesome. It was a lot of fun.
But there's so much potential in that.
That's what I mean. There's, I think there's with the Dark Forces series, there's 5-6 games. I think
the book, there's books,
and then there's books. Like, I have a graphic novel that took place before the first Dark Forces game. Like, there is so much there. However, our friend, our good friend Brad, responded to my tweet saying that ever since the Nintendo 64, he's been waiting for a Shadows of the Empire movie.
Dash Rendar.
Where you play another bounty hunter as Dash Rendar. And,
the only thing with that is that that couldn't be, I don't think that could be a trilogy.
They'd have to stretch it.
Yeah.
A little bit. You definitely get one solid movie, but depending on what, you know, I mean, who's to say what they're going to do. But that would be a lot of fun, because then it also ties in, you meet up with a lot of characters from the original movie as well. So, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to see, but I want my money to be on a Dark Forces series trilogy.
Well, not even Dark Forces. Like, trust me, I love Dark Forces. But think about Old Republic. Revan.
That would be good, too.
That has so much lore potential. Like, newer Jedi, like Skywalker, that timeline is great, but that's all we really have. What about a Sith trilogy?
If we saw some stuff from the other side, that'd be cool. Well, that's the other thing, too. In Dark Forces 2, you can go to the dark side.
Yeah.
So, like, they could make an evil Kylo Katarn if they wanted to. I don't know.
Like, see how the Sith became into power. Like, Sith used to have one ruler, and then they started ruined by, like, the rule of two. You know, and oh man, I have a nerd boner right now, guys.
I'm just excited for a world of possibilities. I guess it's gonna be refreshing to see something.
There's a different lot they can do.
Yeah. Ryan Johnson, this is a stretch, but you know, if you're listening or not, but if you are, get at us. We got some ideas for you.
I would love to see the Sith side of things.
I would love to see that. That would actually be really cool.
That this is the Sith side thing is my hope for The Last Jedi. Honestly, it is.
Yeah, maybe. I actually think Luke Skywalker is gonna bite the dust.
I think so too.
Which is gonna be terrible for me.
I think he's gonna bite the dust. I think Rey and Kylo are gonna be. They're gonna lead. You know.
Sith power, we'll see. I'm a huge Rian Johnson fan. There's a movie, I think it was early 2000s, mid 2000s. Let me look. Oh yeah, 2005. Brick. Do you ever see either of you ever see that movie?
No.
It's got Joseph Gordon-Levitt and God, who else?
A couple other. Song Brick.
Well, there is that as well, but no, this is a movie. Brick. Super good movie. Then he also directed Brothers Bloom. So another great movie. Then 2012, he did Looper.
I saw Looper, but also he directed some really good episodes of Breaking Bad too.
Yes, he did. He directed Ozymandias, which is the last one.
That's fantastic.
And he did a couple episodes of BoJack as well. So, wait, no, not director. He was in it. Oh, interesting. Huh, I had no idea. But, and obviously, Rogue One, he acted in Rogue One. The Brick, Brothers Bloom, and Looper are all incredible movies, and I highly suggest you watch them if you haven't.
I definitely saw Looper. I haven't seen the other two, though.
A lot of good stuff there.
There's a Brothers Bloom. Who's that? Sam Rockwell? Is he in that? Is that the one with him?
It's Rachel Weisz, Adrian Brody, Mark Ruffalo. And no, Sam Rockwell.
Oh, I was thinking of something else. But in any
case. Rian Johnson does good work. So the fact he's doing Last Jedi makes me very confident for that. And then he's getting his own trilogy, which is insane to me.
There's so many different potentials in the Star Wars universe. And I remember when Disney took over Star Wars and they were going to continue the Star Wars a new trilogy based on after episode 6, like the fact that they said everything else is now non-canon, I was pretty heartbroken. I was like, what, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm a big Extended Universe fan, so that they just got rid of it in an instant.
There was so much out there, and And I get it. I do, because it's, what could they say is canon, or what could they really use? And it would probably was easier just to say, oh, nope, sorry guys, from here on out, like, anything before episode one, anything after episode six is not considered canon. Like, I do get it, but still, that sucked. Because there is so much. Like, you go into Luke Skywalker's kids, Jade Mara, you know.
Marjorie,
yeah. I said it wrong. Han and Leia's kids. Yeah, you've seen them in, you've seen Kylo, but, like, there's a lot, and it's good.
It'll be interesting to see. There's a lot of good potential there. So
yeah, I just remain hopeful. I trust all of the parties involved with who's running things right now. So it's looking up. You know.
Well.
Yeah.
You got to trust them until they, you know, until they let you down. Then.
The fact that they're giving him his own trilogy now.
Yeah.
When the next movie that he directed for Star Wars isn't even out yet, like that, like what does that say about The Last Jedi, and B, what they think of Rian Johnson? So
yeah, so you just gotta trust it. That's what I'm gonna do.
It's gonna be good. This
is gonna be great.
My childhood is gonna be happy.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna need a new obsession after all these, you know, superhero movies are done and over with.
Exactly.
Let's go play Star Wars: Old Republic. It's free to play.
It'll probably run a lot like PUBG.
No, it's made by BioWare.
Oh.
Well, I think we've come to our time here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's move into Tweet Corner.
Yeah, sure. So we have a tweet here from, oh, nobody.
I think we're losing our game, guys. This might be our swan song.
Guys, what's going on here? Is this, like, do you not like listening to us? Is this the last episode?
Well, I honestly think it's since it's the gaming lull, there's not really a lot of questions to ask about anything that's coming up.
If that plays into it too.
We're all just kind of waiting. Like, there's really nothing.
And no, guys, it's not just about games. It could be about anything, honestly.
Could definitely be about Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah, I'll talk for a whole hour and a half about Star Wars. No problem.
It could be.
Yeah, I haven't seen Thor Ragnarok yet. I heard it's really good.
Yeah, I need to see that too. I still need to see Blade Runner.
Yes. Still need to see Blade Runner.
We should see that. We should see Thor Ragnarok on Black Friday.
Maybe we should.
We could do that.
We'll see. Right.
I have it off, so.
Well. So yeah, we do too. But on that note, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Tweet Thanks. At us, or even on Facebook. Right on, if you got a question, right on a wall. They can both be found at CGY Podcast.
Yeah, and right on our wall. You can message us. You know, we get direct messages. If we follow you on Twitter, we'll get a direct message from you. But yeah. Anybody can message us on the Facebook.
We're also on Instagram. I think that covers the social media stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, at CGY Podcast on Instagram.
At CGY Podcast everywhere. So yeah, thanks for listening. As always, I'm going to end the episode on a shower thought from Reddit. This one comes from user Mr. PepperDude3.
What a name.
I love it already.
It also could be Peeper, but I'm not here to judge or say.
I like the farmer.
One of the worst feelings in the world is the feeling of your sleeve sliding down your wrist as you wash your hands.
Oh, God, yes.
And on that note, this has been episode 12 of Come Get Your Podcast. Hopefully we'll have some more news and stuff to talk about gaming wise next time, but if not, you can learn more about Chris's bathroom habits. So I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
And I've been Chris.
See you guys next time.
See ya.
I don't like it when my sleeve gets wet when I wash my hands.